The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, and co-host, Mary, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board, dial 905-725-1907. Toll free in North America, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, 1-866-656-5477. Send us an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your hosts of The Barrington Show, Barrington and Mary.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. You're here with us for the next hour as we do the Barrington Show every Sunday from 3 until 4 p.m. on Reality Radio 101. Thank you for joining us. I want to thank the old-time listeners. Thank you for hanging in there. I hope you're getting something from the show. Also, I want to thank the new listeners. If you're just joining the Barrington Show, you're in tune for Awakening and a Spiritual Guide. We're talking about spirituality is what our show is about. We welcome you to join the Barrington Show and sit back and be entertained.
Hi, everyone. I guess that's a job. Now we're going to entertain you. Okay, let's see where this goes today. Last week was very entertaining.
Last week's show was quite different. We tapped onto a topic, and we want to continue that a little bit this week, but we're not going to give the whole show, the entire show, to that topic that we spoke about briefly last week. It didn't go the way I was planning on it. I asked a question, and the answer that I was hoping to get from the audience was kind of different. Everybody was talking about wanted to do what they wanted to do and completely missed the question. I'm not insulting anyone. I'm just saying maybe I didn't present it in the right way. What we're doing today, we're going to go over that a little bit because we had reviews and people were talking about it was quite positive.
What was the question, Barrington?
The question last week we asked was, what would you do
if you
thought the world was going to come to an end in 6 months?
Yes, but not in a disastrous way. It was just going to end. Everything was going to end.
I stopped at where the world's going to end in six months. And that
was it. I went to the positive place.
And everybody had their own twist on it. So we're going to do that again, just a little bit. What that show taught me last week is we sort of review our shows every week, and we just want to know where you're at. When we're speaking spirituality to you, are you getting it? Are you understanding it? Are you thinking that we're crazy? We want to be able to reach the audience at their level, at everybody's level, and present spirituality because the important part behind all of this is that you understand what this does for you and what your life is all about because you're involved in spirituality. So that's what the topic is about. And we're trying to get everyone to wake up and be realized and be their positive self and live your best life. That's what it's all about.
Okay, so we're talking about being your positive self, your true self. So I have a question. What was it that threw you off last week? Did you feel that the answers were not spiritual answers, or they just didn't resonate with you? What if, you know?
We're doing a show about everybody being positive and everybody being their best selves, and everybody wanted to contribute to a better life. We talk about meditation, kindness, love for everyone, including self. Answers we were getting last week spoke about what they would do in you know, run up their credit cards and go have sex and drink great wine, and that's fine. I think everybody would do that. But on a bigger scale, what would you do? What would you change? What would you do that would improve your life?
Okay, so that can lead to this week's question. Right, is that correct?
Probably can. So, like I said, what I learned from that was to understand how to approach trying to get people to understand what it means to be awakened. Me and you've talked a lot about meditating. And when you meditate, you go within yourself to find that moment of feeling awesome, where you connect to yourself at a conscious level. But through meditation, you could go in and connect at a conscious level where you get that aha moment. You're tapped into spirituality. You're on a journey towards enlightenment. And if you follow the program and what we talk about, then you could inevitably see where it's going to lead to. That's the whole idea behind it. So it's not that I didn't get the answers I was looking for. It's just, I just wanted it to be a little bit more on a broader spectrum.
Okay, so perhaps someone going a little deeper and thinking about it on a sacred, spiritual level, if they weren't going there, because someone can, you know, I know a couple of our emailers said that they would help children and they would make sure that people who don't have a lot would have some fun. So there were some, you know, I believe that if you're in your truth, if you're understanding what your truth is and you're in your truth, then we're all good to go. But it got a little wild for a bit, so that's kind of funny.
So the question that we asked last week again, what would you do if you knew the world was going to come to an end within six months, how would you change or what would you change about you if you were in this predicament? Would you change?
And what's this week's question?
What would you change in your life if you were guaranteed success? That's our question this week. And I have another question, but this one we're going to go on. And it sort of ties into what we talked about last week. What would you change in your life if you were guaranteed success?
Absolutely no questions asked. Absolutely guaranteed success, correct?
That's correct, yes.
You cannot fail with this. You change something in your life. Now, is that towards your health, your happiness, towards your spirituality, sacred? It just doesn't matter what it is.
Yep.
Okay, because you could get some answers like you got last week.
So
we have an email from Yola. Is it okay if I read the email? Okay, we have an email here from Yola, and she is saying, hello, new listener here from Long Beach, California. Interesting already. Enjoy the day. Thank you. You enjoy the day, too. It's actually quite beautiful where we are. It's wintry, but it's still sunny, and it's a lovely, sunny day.
Best
gorgeous
day.
Yeah,
best day
nice.
So far. Yeah, thank you for that email, Lola, from California. Thank you for tuning in. Please enjoy the Barrington Show. So you've got the question. I have another one for you that I'm going to throw out there in case you didn't like that one. You could go ahead and respond to this. If the answer is love, what do you think the question is?
If the answer is love,
what do you think the question is?
Well, that's deep. Okay.
My idea of throwing out these questions are things to make people think about what they would change about themselves or what it is that would make them a better self, a better version of themselves.
Okay. All right. And if anyone wants to check out Barrington's website, there is information there about the Nature Sanctuary Project, which he is a part of and making things happen there. So that's wonderful. And the Awaken Center. And the website is www.barringtonawaken.com. And his Instagram is at Barrington Awaken. If you're interested in reading Barrington's book that he's published, you can receive the book or purchase the book at Amazon.ca and Amazon.com. The name of the book is Awaken, Ascension Guide, Aligned to Your True Purpose by Barrington and Channeling by Mary. Mary with an I.
Now, our audience has been asking us if we're on YouTube, or we've been saying to them that we're working on it.
Oh,
finally,
yeah, YouTube. You have a YouTube.
Yes, we do. It's up. It's running. And we're going to be adding new stuff to it as we progress. The YouTube address, you could type in What is Spirituality? And you'll see my mug pop up there. And good luck to you, and enjoy it.
And your YouTube channel is Barrington Awaken.
Barrington Awaken is the YouTube channel, yes. Yeah. And you'll see it there. It's just an intro as to what we're delivering. We're bringing out to you there. Mary tapped onto it. We are doing trying to do the Nature Sanctuary. We're working, put the show together. Most importantly, we're working to try to get a family who wants to journey, take a path into spirituality. So we're working on that. It's a lot of work on the side here, but we've got you in mind as we're doing it.
Nice. Thanks, Barrington. Okay, so what would you change in your life if you were guaranteed success? So, Barrington, what would you change in your life if you were guaranteed success? I'm asking you the big question that you're putting out there today.
That's a good one, because everybody's version of success is different. Everybody's version of success is kind of their own thing, their own goal, what they want. So as for me, I would love to be able to reach an audience that could truly understand where we're coming from, where we're going, and how we're trying to improve others and their lives. So that would be the thing I would probably change. And I'm on my way there. We were practicing this earlier. We're doing it. We have planted this little acorn, and from this little acorn, our mighty oak will grow. So we've talked about it. What would I change? Nothing. I would stay consistent. I would ask somebody to give me more time in the day so I could
do everything.
Yeah, that's what I would change. But I have no control over that. So I would stay to it.
Okay. Well, maybe all of us together can help you to set forth in your life where you, with your consistency, but maybe a little bit more time freed up. We have an email from Ray, and Ray writes in to us, "Hello, Barrington Radio Show. I just wanted to tell you that I have been listening to you for a few weeks, and I just wanted to let you know that I have taken your advice to live a happier and healthier life since I started to listen. I can honestly now say that I am, in fact, happier and healthier. Thank you for those gifts. You make it seem so easy to get on a plan and stick to it. Thank you for all the insight. I have now let my friends know about your radio show. I'm hoping that you will do the same for them. Oh, sorry. I'm hoping that it will do the same for them as it has for me. Many blessings to you and your staff. Ray from Regina, Saskatchewan." Wow. Thank you, Ray. What a beautiful email.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
And good for you. You got this. Good for you.
Way
happier, healthier Ray. That's
happier,
nice.
Happier, healthier Ray. And you know what? Just pass it on to someone. Thank you for doing that part. That's good on you. And that's the true love. You're offering something to someone that you obviously have. And without it, you wouldn't have passed it on. So thank you. I appreciate that. Making it easy is the long journey it took me to get here. So I'm not working at it anymore. I'm sharing it. My journey began that I remember when I was, you know, a kid, 3 years old, 5 years old, and all the things that happened to me, studying a lot of other people and their views and other religions, and just learning about the better way, a happier way, a healthier way to live, and not necessarily swallowing the pill that everybody else is trying to offer you. So it's not, it is difficult, but it's easy to achieve. Stay consistent.
Okay, so would you say that since you were a little tiny boy and you had insight, that you've gathered in mounds of information and sorted through it, and you've come to a synopsis where you can take all of the good stuff and work with it and incorporate it into your life to truly be healthy and happy and spiritually wealthy? Is that, like, did you draw from those experiences, or was there something that was always consistently there reminding you, telling you, sharing with you, like a certain message?
Okay.
Was there a message, or did you just sort through all of it when you got it to a certain age and then kept what you wanted to keep and let go? How did it work? I'll ask you one question. Was there one consistent message from the time you were little up until this very day where you're sitting with us right now?
The one consistent message would have been keep going.
Okay.
Keep learning. I've always thought there was more. I didn't buy the story that was being fed to me by my culture, by my religion, the one I believed in. And I always thought there was more.
Okay.
So and the consistent method for me was to keep reaching out. And now I know that when you reach out for something, it is actually reaching back for you. So a lot of doors were open. People showed up in my presence and wanted to teach me this or introduce me to that or invite me to this. So the journey was consistency. Sorry, the one answering that one question was the consistency.
Okay. And within all of the experiences you had and everything you gathered into yourself, did you find that at some point there was a sorting process where you let go of what was not useful or healthy or whatever? And did you hang on to specific pieces of information that you found to be valuable?
You're going to pick through the pile and find out what's good for you, what you like, what represents you, and who you are. In my teens, I knew I didn't, you know, I was kind to people, be honest with people, be upfront, you know, do the right thing.
Okay.
So at that point, if something else, another entity was to introduce itself to me, I would dismiss it right away. It's not a part of who I am. Our spiritual show is we're trying to tell people to go within and find out what is it that they enjoy doing that is fair and equal to everybody. And do
okay.
that.
And have you always been a truth seeker?
Always been a truth seeker.
Truth seeker.
Yeah.
Wanting the truth.
There's only seeking the truth. There's no other way.
Okay, perfect. We have an email from Rhonda, and Rhonda writes in, "Hello, folks. If I was guaranteed success in my life, I would have taken better care of myself through diet and exercise. I am now in my 50s with a few health challenges. Nothing serious, but yet keeps me from doing some of the things I would now like to do on my bucket list. Thanks for a great show, Rhonda from Toronto."
Awesome, Rhonda. You're 50. You're still very, very young. And you make it sound like it's over the hill. It's not the case at all. This is where we start, because this is where we find ourselves. This is where we take life serious and realize that you can apply anything to your life at this point and still achieve the success. There's no too late. You know, as long as you breathe, you matter. As long as you're able to send us this email, you're on a path. It's never too late. Now, you just have to challenge yourself, get rid of the things in your package that you don't need or has not brought you success, like you mentioned your diet. Just do the things that's going to make you happy and seek success and go for it, because you're still very young.
Yeah, and eat your fruits and veggies raw in your salad once a day, because that helps with inflammation in the body and some of the health issues that we come across as we age. So the more you eat raw, the better you have an opportunity to clear your system, and maybe it'll function a little bit better for you, if that helps at all, Rhonda. Thanks for the email.
Thank you, Rhonda. Excellent. So we were talking about getting into learning the spiritual way. And it's the guidance. And you said this on the YouTube program, that the spirituality is actually a search for meaning of life and for the truth. And if you follow it, if you allow yourself to take that guidance and go down the path, you will inevitably get rid of all the things that are not you. You know, I don't believe it's possible to go up or down at the same time. So you're going to have to choose one. I don't believe you could go in and out at the same time. So you choose one. Neither do I believe, or is it possible for you to love and hate at the same time? And a lot of people are confused by that. Yeah, I love my dog, but I hate the neighbors. No, there's only one way. one direction. You either love or you don't. So choose the one that's going to benefit your life and it's going to make you happiest. And I hope, I really hope and pray that it's the love.
Keep you on a positive thought process where you're able to keep your energy nice and high. And it's lovely to be thinking positively and healthy. And it's easier actually to do that than it is to be in a negative place, because it burns more energy and it takes more energy to have a frown on your face than it actually does to be in a positive attitude. But that begins inside of yourself. It begins at the very heart, the core of your being, where you can be your own best friend and love yourself. And through that, that begins to emanate outwardly. And don't worry about the small stuff. Don't worry about life's little challenges when it really doesn't have anything to do with you or your outcome.
You're one, love. And again, I keep saying the word spirituality because I hope you would look into it and try to study it a little bit. I hope you would take some time and actually practice the meditation, because we know one baby step towards it is going to open this big door for you. So we're trying to get people to understand. We're not selling them anything. We don't want you to step into this religious path. We just want you to be focused on what's going to be helpful and beneficial to you. There is only one love. And I'll just say that again. There is only one love. And the strongest or the root or the common denominator of that one love is what you feel for yourself. If you're not feeling that, you need to dig in, or should dig in a little bit deeper and find it. Now, once you have that love, you share it. You share it with your pet, your neighbor, your dog, your boss, everybody around you, your trees, you know, you share that because you have become that love. So practice that, meditate, and feel that awesomeness that you feel within yourself.
Okay, great. Thanks, Barrington. Okay, we have an email from Ari. What is the best way to meditate and pray? Should I be outside near water, a stream? Well, that sounds lovely. In an open field with nature? Yep, I'm there with you. Or inside a quiet room? And are there better ways to meditate than others? Thanks for the advice. Did you want to address some, Ari Barrington?
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I'll start.
Yeah, you go ahead.
The best place for you to meditate is where you can relax. These can be individual experiences. If you can go by a water and a stream and in an open field with nature, that's beautiful. It's where you can settle yourself, your physical body. You can settle your nervous system and journey inward to breathe and relax and receive your inner process. So whatever feels right for you, you do would want the area to be clear and clean and clutter-free and if you can, not interrupted, if that's possible. I know sometimes we have busy lives with busy families. If you can ask family to give you your meditation time so that you can do your inner journey work, that would be awesome. So Ari, wherever it feels right for you, and that message goes out to everyone. Would you agree, Barrington?
Yeah, the ideal spots would be exactly what you've covered over there in areas or places to go meditate. So, but I would say that's starting. If you've got the time to do that, that's amazing. But I would say pick a spot where you live, an area, clean it out, get a comfortable seating position, floor, chair, box, anything that you could sit up straight, and start your 3 minutes there before you venture out into the wilderness.
Into nature.
That's awesome because it's less distractive out there and by the water, like you've described, or in the forest. Yeah, that's awesome. Learn it first, I think, and practice it at home for those 2 or 3 minutes. And within time, now you're professional. Now you could go out there and wow them or wow you. That's what I believe.
Okay, so you're suggesting that if you're a beginner, that one should begin in their home in a quiet place or somewhere indoor in a quiet place and then work their way outside?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. So
is that so that you're grounding more, you're centering more because you're in something you're familiar with?
You're actually training the body how to sit still for that long time and empty the brain without a thought. Don't allow this corruption or this busy highway of thought to run through your head. Once you're able to achieve that and you can narrow it down, you will always have a thought that pops in and pops out, but it'll go on the wave. Yeah, that's accurate. It'll go on the wave. Learn that first. That's your first step. And then once you're able to do it and you says, now I know how to meditate, let's get into it. Now we could take it on a run to this place or that place, and it'll work out for you.
And you're focusing on your breath, breathing in and breathing out, and that helps you to center and ground also.
Yes, that's, again, we've covered those, the method in other shows, but you're going to focus on the breath coming in and going out. Or if you're able to discipline yourself enough to not allow the thoughts that will pop into your head, you don't need to follow them. Just let it happen.
Let them flow through.
As they come in, you let them out, in through the front door, out through the back door. So when you do that, now that is the practice. That's why we're suggesting that you spend 2-3 minutes in your practice to learn how to empty out your mind and not allow the thoughts to influence you. And like, oh, I got to go buy groceries. I forgot that one. And all these things. Just allow that moment where you can actually feel consciousness when you're relaxed in your own environment and you're comfortable and you know you're safe. Now you can go ahead and start the longevity. The wisdom will flow.
Nice. Okay. And in Barrington's book, Awaken Ascension Guide, Aligned to Your True Purpose, there is a chapter that is dedicated to meditation, and there's three kinds of meditation that Barrington offers for beginners or anyone who wants a healing meditation, advanced or beginners. It is in Barrington's book, available at Amazon.ca and Amazon.com.
Yes, okay. That's all accurate. So we're moving along in the show. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Barrington Radio Show. We're coming at you live every Sunday at 3 o'clock until 4. We talk about spirituality and we talk about how to reach within yourself and find the truth about you. This is about you waking up and be conscious of your living. We understand that a lot of people are not wanting to do the wake-up part because there's a part of dying that's involved in that. And I don't want to go on that phase of negativity, but
you're letting go of what's not true.
Yes, if you allow yourself to wake up and realize who you are and you're in more of a consciousness, the unfortunate part is a lot of things that you thought was you, you're going to have to let go because you don't have room for both. So the consciousness, you're going to be loving it and you want more of it, and the old you will be no more. It may change your life. It will change your life. Sorry, it may change your job.
Because the energy changes.
It may change your relationships. It may change your location. Everything may happen because now you've woken up to a newer consciousness. You're tapped into what is called eternity. And let me say a little bit about eternity. It is right now. Eternity is right now. It is only this moment. This is eternity. It doesn't mean it goes on forever and forever and forever. It's the conscious moment of right now. That is your eternity.
And we're preparing to ascend in such a way that we are coming into this greater awareness, correct?
You're preparing to accept the new you and to, you know, get rid of the camouflage, like I talk about a lot in the book. You're preparing yourself for the new life, the new love, the new person that you've developed. And it's not being developed. You're bringing that person out. So you're preparing yourself, being ready.
And the new you is the true you that's been there the entire while.
Which is, in fact, the old you. You just haven't been,
confusing.
Practicing allowing that person without the ego. Because at a certain point in your life, the ego kind of takes over and run the show for you. And part of our show, I think it was last week or the week before, we said, you know, put the ego in the back seat and you become the driver. Allow yourself to explore everything that you truly desire.
And I know what you were explaining, and I also believe this to be very, very true, is that we are an essence in a physical body, and the physical body is the vehicle with the personality. So we have to sometimes direct the personality, which is, you know, you saying, you know, put the personality in the passenger seat so you can get behind the wheel. And the ego is in the back seat, so we've almost
in
got
the
whole car filled up.
Yeah.
Now it's in the trunk.
Put the ego in the trunk.
I have a different take on ego than you do, but that's okay.
The ego sits in the trunk because I don't know where you're going to need it. And at some point, you think it's going to make you stand up for yourself or be brave and strong. And I appreciate the fact that a lot of us do have our own a version of what the ego represents to us. But if you allow the ego to drive, you're going to crash.
Okay. Now, what was your second question? If the answer is love, what is the question?
If the answer is love,
I would say, what are we made of?
Okay.
That's my answer. What are we made of? And if I was going to change something in my life and I was guaranteed success, which I know is going to happen anyway, I would move where I wouldn't live where I am right now. I would move to where there's more nature. And I'm going for it. I'm asking for a waterfalls with a pool at the bottom where I can swim and a little river running through so I can get my canoe in there and have some above ground gardens where I can grow herbs and vegetables and fruit trees. I'd have some of those. And I'd sing and record it. Because I'm guaranteed success.
Wait, sorry, is this
I'm
if
singing
for the question for the end of the world, or is this a
no,
question
this
for...
No, this is, what would you change in your life if you were guaranteed success?
You would sing.
I'd sing and record. I sing now,
okay.
And it is what it is.
All right.
However, I might take singing lessons and record because...
No, I'm agreeing with you. I'm not...
Are you saying good because I really need them?
No, I'm saying that you do...
Yeah.
What is necessary for you to...
I would do that.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Because I'm guaranteed success.
I wouldn't sing, because
I've heard you sing.
I don't
it's
know
lovely.
That anybody want to tolerate me trying to sing. So
I've heard you sing. It's lovely.
We have an email.
Okay. The email is from Shane, and Shane writes in to us, if I could be guaranteed success in my life... Not get married. I used to believe that marriage is what holds the family together. How wrong I was. I'm not pro-marriage anymore. It is great for some folks, but for others, a disaster. And I do not mean a marriage of cheating or violence, but a marriage of disagreement about things in life and how we see things. Thanks from Shane.
I agree with you, Shane. Not pro marriage either, but we're different people. We have different entities. And if you meet somebody when you're early 20s and you haven't really developed yet, by the time you're hitting your mid 40s, you've gone your separate ways. And for the sake of a family, a mortgage, maybe friends or history, you try to hold on to together. But you know, the tree starts from the ground with one limb or trunk. And if you take a good look at the tree, by the time it sprouts up, you know, it has many different branches and many different limbs. And our thoughts are pretty much the same. You're not going to try to keep it together because somebody's not happy. I agree that I thought the family unit was going to be the be-all and end-all. But as I've gotten older and realized that you meet people for a reason. And if you could figure that out, you will plan your life with them accordingly. And if it's a spouse, a wife, or something like that, you may realize at some point in your journey together, you will hit that fork in the road. Now, that's symbolizing you should, you know, go your separate way. But if somebody convinces you to take their path, somebody in that union is not happy. I'm not telling anybody not to do the marriage thing because I love family. I love family. I love everybody being together, being one unit. But it's really hard to convince somebody to spend their entire life with another person who has a separate idea.
Okay, and that's some families are wonderful and fine, and they're making it happen in the world. So we want to say congratulations to them and good for you. And I hear what you're saying. I believe that sometimes the soul comes together for certain reasons.
Yep.
And we're with that person for soul development, for sharing, for understanding.
Yep.
And sometimes that's to know that you're okay to be independently on your own.
Absolutely.
Sometimes it's to make arrangements so that you grow and you understand what true love really is all about. And we do have times in our lives where we have experiences that are the opposite, so that we can realize what not to do. And that's okay. Never be hard on yourself. And it sounds like there was a lot of disagreement. And you want to be able to have your ears open and listen with your heart. However, if, like Barrington says, you're not equally yoked, then you know, sometimes differences, people are fine. They're in relationships and their differences are perfectly fine.
Other times
it causes issues.
A lot of us make that decision when we're too young. A lot of us find that partner that, you know, looks great, sounds great, has a good job and speaks well or whatever, for all the wrong reasons. You know, I strongly believe the one that's going to be with you until the grave, you should be able to meet that one without even seeing them. That's what I believe. And you can practice, you know, learning yourself, learning who you are, what you like, what makes you you and your desire. And inevitably, like we've said in the past, birds of feather flock together. When you are that person, other people who are equally yoked with you has the same interest, the same ideas, the same goal, then you're going to find that partner within that pool. You know what I mean? You're going to fish in the bay where you live and find somebody there who has the same ideas of you, but as I've said many times, you have to be equally yoked. The unfortunate thing is you don't know that in your early 20s when we're all getting married, or 30s or wherever it is.
Yeah.
But if you're making it up to this level and you're trying to find that partner, she is there. He is there. But know yourself. Know thyself first. Because without knowing who you are, you definitely don't know what you want.
Yes, my guidance has always told me that it's after 28 years of age.
It's after 28, that's a cutoff point?
No, so that's when, because you have to go through so many cycles and so many experiences within your cells and your body and your personality. So those cycles take 28 years. And then after that, you can consider a partner. And if you are with someone, but you haven't tied the knot, then, you know, you take a really good look at your truths and if you are partnered well together.
You will learn more about you as you journey through life. You will definitely learn more about you. So trying to find that partner now and trying to find that person, I can't tell you that you're too young. I don't know what nature was kind of trying to do, because you get the wisdom after youth. And try to imagine what life would be if you got the wisdom before. Nobody would, you know, we wouldn't make it.
I hear you.
Like, I'm not doing that again. But we get wisdom after youth, and we try to get that perfect match to ourselves when we're young.
Okay.
And it usually, like I said, that tree that grows up out of one piece eventually splits up and
you have to have roots.
You
have to have the roots.
So be equally yoked.
When you have roots, when you have foundation, when you have a difficult time, you've got that with you and underneath you to support the, both partners. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to The Barrington Show on Reality Radio 101. Our telephone numbers are the local Greater Toronto area, 905-725-1907. In North America, 1-866-7325. And worldwide, Reality Radio pays for the call, 1-866-656-5477. If you'd like to email us, please do so at instudio101@gmail.com. And the question for today is, what would you change in your life if you were guaranteed success? And the other question is, if the answer is love, what's the question?
What do you think the question
is?
Yeah,
I love that. Yeah. That's pretty awesome. What's your answer, Barrington? If the question is love,
Barrington.
The answer is love, what's the question?
Barrington. It's going to be finding who you are. You know, the answer is going to be, who are you? You know, what are you?
What are you made of?
You know, the answer is going to be love. Because, like I said, we all live together in this big pool. And we're all working together trying to find ways to make our lives better and get along with the neighbors and live a good, happy life. So the answer is love. The question is, who are you?
Yeah, I always say, what are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, who is a name? Who is a title? And which is, there's truth in that. I want to know, what are you? Where'd you come from? What are you made of?
Right, Don't think you are the body and answer, I am John or Fred or Bob. That's your identification that was given to you by people that surrounds you, or maybe culture, you know. But who are you would be the question. And I am.
I wonder if everyone and anyone could rename themselves. Would they keep the name they have, or would they change their name to another name? It's a good thing to think about. Would you change your name?
So today, our topic is covering spirituality. Would I change my name? No, I kind of like it. It's about spirituality and allowing yourself to grow into a new way of life and to love who you are and be appreciated of as to where you are in life. Be kind to yourself. Be strong. You're going to have to go through moments of not wanting to do what you need to do. If you are consistent with anything, you will achieve. You will reach that goal. You have to stay consistent. You have to take on the attitude of never giving up on anything that you've started. Learn to say, I'm going to do it and follow through with it.
If you still like to do it, if you're still in love with the goal.
Find that thing that you truly want. Is it that perfect body? Is it that brand new car? Is it that big house? If all that's important to you, stay to it. Never give up. Challenge yourself every step of the way. And, you know, if you're doing the physical thing, remember pain is just, leaving your body. That's what it's doing.
I
had an expression, but I just lost it as I was looking at you, saying,
"So what?
It's
what
an excuse not to achieve, is the pain leaving your body. So always just push yourself to the limit. Be consistent and work at what you want. Stay with your dream.
And if the dream is simplicity, if the dream is naturality.
But to be minimal?
Just simplify your life. Maybe the busy, the big is too much. It's become too much. And the simplicity is the goal where you can naturally live and be good and kind to yourself in ways that you don't have, a storage unit and closets full and garages full and everything full and full and full, so that now you have to maintain it. Now you have to be busy in your life to take care of all that.
Most
what if the goal is simplicity?
That's going to be somebody's goal.
Yeah.
It's not going to be,
it's mine.
I don't believe it's going to be for anybody or everybody, but simplicity is good for you. And Gandhi talks about simplicity, and a lot of the leaders that we've looked up to in the world, they talk about simplicity, but it's not the same for everybody. But so I always say, tap into the desire that satisfies you the most. Right. And if you like to have stuff, have stuff. But I'm looking at it and I'm actually for simplicity as well, because it's just stuff that I can't take with me when I leave here. So it's just gathering all this information and all the baggage and, U-Haul will not follow me to the next life.
No.
Yeah.
I love what I have, but I don't have a lot. Okay, we have an email from Winnie. Winnie writes, "Hello, I really feel that I am successful in my life. I would not really do anything different except maybe more a bit tolerant of lazy and rude people. I hate that. I believe that we were put here for a purpose of perhaps doing good and helping our fellow man. But in today's social environment, a lot of people are rude, selfish, self-centered, and lazy. Any multimedia, i.e. selfies, etc., does not help the human mind or spirit. So overall, I am happy with myself. Thanks for a fantastic topic today. Great show. Listening in from Boston."
Thank you, Winnie. That's awesome. That's a good take on it. But a lot of people may see that differently. Your success is great, and I hope that's what you've accomplished based on the desire that you put out a long time ago. Judgment is to call other people rude or to say they're lazy. And because you haven't walked in their shoe, I don't know that you can make that statement and be accurate with it. That's my take on it, because it is judgment. Everybody has their own purpose, and you're absolutely right on that. I don't know that it's any different. They have their own goals, and I think you have yours. But without judgment, most of those comments you make wouldn't exist.
Well, it also helps to be even more successful if you're focusing on positive within your life and the positivity, because you're firing off neurons and burning and forging neural pathways that are in a higher vibration. So everything is healthier. Everything is connecting you to you inwardly, from the inside of you to the outside of you. So positive thought allows you to be in a higher vibration, which allows greater awareness to come into your system. And maybe ideas that help you to move through your life not having to focus too much or so much on other people and what they're doing there. If that helps. I don't know, Winnie. You're saying you're successful, so
thank
you, go girl.
Thank you for
go
that.
Girl, make it happen.
Thank you for that, Winnie. It's a girl. Thank you for that, Winnie. I appreciate you calling us and contacting the Barrington Show. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Barrington Show. Barrington's here with Mary. We're here every day from every Sunday, rather, from 3 until 4.
Eastern Standard Time.
We generally speak about spirituality and things to uplift others. So thank you again for your email, and I appreciate you sending that in.
Okay, we have an email from Cody. What is love? How about where is love? Is it here on earth, or is it really in the afterlife, if there is such a thing? Thanks. That is the question.
That is the question. What
that
is love?
That is the question. What is love?
Okay, so you've asked a lot of questions in your email.
And where
there,
is love?
Cody, where is it? It's within you, and that's where it is. You got to go within your inner self and find out what makes you the happiest, and how can you connect with other people, and how could you reach out and be friends with other people and tie yourself into it. Love is who you are, and that's why you've come here, just to experience that. You need to step out of the thinking that it's elsewhere. There's no point having love over there. Then you come here to try and find it. So
okay, so if love is within us, and you say that, you know, from a young age, perhaps we were covered by other people's thoughts and their control methods, their whatever that be, truth, untruth, whatever it is. So we get to a place where we begin to understand that love exists within us.
It is within you. Are
so if
that.
We all were to go inside of ourselves and tap into that true love, that infinite true love,
we would be one big happy family without judgment or without malice or to think they're lesser or superior.
Okay.
And stuff. That one love is just a consistency, like the ocean.
Okay.
Though we've named it other parts of the ocean, is really just one. It's all tied together, isn't it?
Okay.
So that's my take on it. Don't love is here. It's in you.
It's
you
in
need to
it's
find
in
it.
Us. And
it's
what I understand is, for me, it is I want the truth, and I don't want anything that is not the truth. And as I seek the truth, my energy, my being, my essence, my everything understands what the truth is, and the truth is the availability of true love that exists within us all. And as we tap into this more and more, it emanates from us, and we begin to think differently and connect differently. We begin to caretake differently, or caregive. That's how I perceive it. So, Cody, go inside of that big old heart of yours, and you're going to find your love, and birds of a feather flock together. So as you're doing this, you know, maybe that's why you're tuning in today. I know where my own self-love exists within me, and Barrington is aware of his. And Gary, how about you, Gary? You got self-love happening in there?
I'm always loving me.
That's it.
There you go, Cody. There's three of us here, plus you makes four. So in the world, there's at least four. And I know there's way more than that, because...
Thank you, Cody.
True love, it does exist here. We have to know how to point ourselves in the right direction to find others who are these kind of truth seekers.
Thank you for that, Cody, and thank you for writing in. And you, part of your question I was trying to get to earlier is that, is love here? Yes, it is. And is there afterlife? I think that was a part of the end of your question. There is an afterlife. You know, you just don't begin here and end here. You've come here and you're going to leave here. Now try to imagine where you've come from. And once you finish this, you wrap up this existence, where you're going. So there is an afterlife. But you don't die. You just transform and you change. And we've said this before. You've changed that broken, old, or sick body for a brand new one. And you start again, much like you did with your last vehicle.
Okay. All right, we have an email from Sue. Sue writes in, "Hello all. Success in my life, eating more healthier, exercising, including more sex, a better education, and of course, more of a spiritual well-being. You should all believe in something good. If I had known then what I know now, wow, I would be a multi-millionaire. Fantastic show. Love from London, Ontario, Sue Ann." Thanks, Sue Ann, for the email.
Thanks, Sue Ann. There's a lot of information in that one. Awesome. Change your life. More sex, of course. We've heard that many times, and that seems to be the most prevalent, consistent answer, which is good.
If everybody's loving everybody.
Your boat, then to be a millionaire and more spiritual well-being, and you would eat healthier, and you've just narrowed it all down. Well, guess what? You can start doing it now, because I guarantee you, whatever you put yourself towards success, anything you put yourself towards, you will succeed. If you're consistent with it and you're not allowing your friends to talk you out of it or give up because there's a little bit of pain or whatever, the
hard
fatigue,
work and consistency.
The hard work.
Oish.
You stay with it. So the question I did ask you is, what would you change if you're guaranteed success? Well, I'm telling you, if you apply yourself to anything, it is guaranteed. Inevitably, it's guaranteed. So this question falls to you. Just do it. You know, all the big promoters, there are people, just do it. Just go out, find that target, and go towards it relentlessly. And just do it. That's what we need to do. Just do it. Because you are guaranteed success. That I know.
What you think you create, so thinking positively and seeing the end product or the finish line, the goal, and being able to focus, you know, when you meditate, when you just sit quietly and you begin to invent the wheel and everything that you're going to do, make sure that you are focusing on your goal, on the outcome, because what you think you create.
What you think you create. Thinking positive is an awesome method, but it's like the headlights of your vehicle. You know, the positive thoughts will just turn on that light and bang, you could see everything, but you sort of need energy and you need the fuel in the vehicle for it to run. Having these bright ideas and not taking action is not going to help you. You may as well not have them. So if you can imagine, the thinking positive would be like turn on the headlights in your car and then you press the gas is the desire. You must have that desire to propel forward, to go towards your goal. Just having the bright idea, yes, you will go towards it. You're more likely to take a step towards it, but think positive. Open the door and floor the gas, because you will succeed.
And you have to know where you're driving to.
Yeah,
if we're referencing a vehicle here, so you have to know your destination and then all the details and points of interest along the way and what has to happen to get you there. So you need your resources intact.
When you reach out for that goal or you set your destination to go out and accomplish that goal, it's reaching back for you. So stay consistent with what you're doing, going towards it.
Okay. All right. We have an email from Brenda. "Hello, Barrington Show. I am a first-time listener from Delson, Quebec. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Do I win a prize? Only kidding. Yep, you win a prize. You get to have you, the full and whole entire you, your totality. If I knew that I was going to be a success in life by what I would, possibly change, it would be my demeanor as to how I treat people. I very little patience for rudeness and non-mannered people. I'm quite healthy, so that is not really an issue as of yet. However, I could use to lose about 8 pounds. I like my comfort foods that are sweet. Maybe cut down on that. Otherwise, I love my life and would not change it for anything. Thank you for letting me air my opinion, Brenda." Thanks, Brenda, for the great email.
Thanks, Brenda, and that was excellent. You're from Quebec. Thank you, and thank the Quebec people for listening. Thank you for joining our show, and I hope it's going to do for you what it's done for others. It's just going to give you things to think about. Losing 8 pounds, you don't have a problem in the world to worry about. I think, you know, you're saying that you would change all these things in your life if you're guaranteed success, but I said that just before your email came in, that we're guaranteed success, and you have to put yourself towards that. You have to figure out what you want and just propel yourself towards it. It's never too late to dabble into spirituality and learn more about you.
And Brenda says she changed her demeanor so that she had more, a little more patience. And the idea is sometimes just to let people be and to focus more on you and your joy and your success and your happy day, because that energy emanates. The light, what you are, how you're thinking emanates from you. And sometimes those energies affect other people and help them. So if you are able at all to keep smiling and keep moving through your day in a positive way, sometimes that turns, you know, someone else's sadness in another direction, or they may, you know, just want to smile a little bit more, let go of their pain or suffering or whatever it is that's causing them to be rude and non-mannered, because I believe that people at their core are not really that way.
Don't have to interact with that rude person. You don't have to interact with that rude person. You know, if he's in your way, she's in your way. You may just have to walk around them. They're probably that way. And this is me guessing. They're just not alive and not woken
up yet.
They're
not awakened yet. They're still not aware.
And they're not aware. So they choose to, you know, try to own the spot. And it doesn't have anything to do with you. Move around them if you can. That's what I would say. And they're not there yet. You're never going to see over that fence until you're tall enough. So when you've gotten into a bit of a situation where you've grown up a little bit and you're a little bit more wiser, you will inevitably start to treat people better. And that's for everybody.
Okay. Thank you, Barrington. All right. So we have an email from Bob. Bob writes, "We and I need more God in our lives. If people were raised believing in something in the afterlife that was contingent on how we treated people here on this earth, they would change and or repent to do good. Everyone would be successful if they were successful in helping others. That is my take, and I am sticking to it. Ha! Your radio show is remarkable. I love it. I've told a lot of my friends here in New Jersey about it. Thanks for being for a very interesting topic today." And this comes from Bob.
Hey, Bob, thank you very much, Bob, New Jersey, and thank you for passing on the word. And we talk spirituality, and you said we need more God.
That's love.
That
is love.
The love, that's you, and I tend to think every single one of us that walks this earth is God. And it's brave to say that, but if we're made by the element of the existence of the universe and we say that is God, aren't we a part of it? If a dog was to have a puppy, you have to assume that puppy is a dog. So we're smaller, younger, and maybe not as knowledgeable, but we're still him. So look within yourself and find that strength within yourself. And it's you. It is you.
So this is, I noticed on the back of your book, you have a world of one people, He Am I, as your logo, your wonderful logo. So explain to us, what is He Am I?
He Am I means I am him and you are me. We're all the same, we're interconnected. There is only one. There is only one. If there's a God that's out there, he's you and you're him. You're
and
part
you are,
of it.
You are that which
part.
Creates, and she is that which creates,
yep.
And we are
all
that which creates.
We're all connected. We're all tied into the oneness of life. He Am I. That's why the logo on the book says a world of one people. We're all the same. We're all connected. So, Bob, thank you for that email.
And
you've touched a nerve there by saying you need more God. Yeah, we do. We need to find ourselves. We need to reach within ourselves.
The divine.
We need to get to the divine. We need to find out who we are and what we represent for this purpose. So thank you for that. Thank you for listening. Love that thought. You know who you are. Just act accordingly.
Yes, and for us here, you can call God or that which creates us, anything that you want to, because the truth is the truth.
The Messiah, God,
it is
Jesus,
what it is.
Allah,
yeah.
You know, the sky, a rock. It's
the
all the
bang.
Same. The Big Bang. You know, it's all the same. But all of it that exists within you. And thank you for passing the words on to you, the show on to your friend. And we're trying to grow and realize who we are. And
yes.
By digging into it, you will definitely see who you are. Thank you for being a part of us. It was a great show. The time went by really fast. Join us next week when we'll have other topic. And have a good week. You've listened to The Barrington Show with Barrington and Mary.
Yes, Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as Barrington says, we're connected to the great wave.
We're connected to the great wave. And I am you. You are me. We're having a great show. Thank you for joining The Barrington Show. Be consistent with what you do. He am I.
Yep, sending the love out. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with host Barrington and co-host Mary, right here on Reality Radio 101.